T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Yeah, so God, I will send spend 10 bands that other people make fun of you or make you feel bad about loving. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And a few from our question, person, place, or thing. Why did it get the nickname it got? Guys, a million years ago, I entered a tough man competition. My fellow volunteer firefighters asked how I was going to fight. I said, if it looks like I'm going to lose, I'm just going to punch the guy in the ding-dong to take the wind out of his sails. Give me a penalty. From that day on, I was known as ding-dong, or ding-ding. I did not throw a low blow during the fight. That from Joshua, ding-ding.
Well, good.
Guys, back in high school, I was in a class with a bunch of white boys that thought they were gangsta. They used to try to poke fun of me as a large build guy who was a bit heavy, 6'2", about 3 bills. They deliberated for about a week, then one day they came in and said, hey, T-Bone. First, it bugged the hell out of me, but it didn't take long before I started to like it. Now I use it for a lot of things. Probably the best thing I took away from high school. That from Terry.
Well, T-Bone's a good one.
Yeah, it's not bad, man. Not bad.
A kid at work was a redhead and very annoyed him. I called him Strawberry Short D. That from Bo in Arlington. Guys, I'm a middle school teacher in Lake Washington in the school district. My name is Mrs. Rittenhouse. My kids call me Mrs. Rittenhouse to my face. Riz is what the kids call your strong ability to attract people to you. I've also heard of them calling me Mrs. instead of Rittenhouse, Tienhouse. When they think I could not hear them. And yes, I am very well endowed. That from Erica.
Depends on the grade, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On to the birthdays.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, in high school, right, like, we had mostly male teachers.
Yeah.
There was one teacher who was very attractive. See, but we were in high school, so we were careful about it.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I feel like if you have, like, middle schoolers, like, eighth graders, like, oh, they're gonna
say it out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gentlemen, my friend Michaela, up around the north end of Seattle, celebrates one more orbit around the day star. Let's give her a barbershop fish sandwich. And guys, thanks for helping my work days go by faster, and looking forward to episode 4000 when that happens.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
All of Men's Room. Today is my sexy wife's 39th trip around the sun. Today I'd love Coach Ted telling her what she should do in her last year of her dirty 30s. The dirty Germans telling her about having a good thick sausage after the kids go to bed. And Miles, can you give some of your sage words of advice? Thank you guys for all the laughter. Love Mr. Sinister and his two hell spawn that we made.
One more time.
Where is the thing? I got it. I just couldn't find the damn cursor.
Hell spawns. All right, sounds like you're doing good work there. I'm sure the kids appreciate that. All right, it's your wife's last year in her 30s. You got to go out. You got to leave it all out of the field, right? Once you turn 40, everybody knows life is over. You got a party. You still have that 30 energy, and you can still tell people you're not 40 yet. Use this to get free cocktails at bars. Maybe a free dinner. Other than that, like, yeah, nothing's going to change much next year.
Yeah. Yeah, you want this thick sausage after your kids go to bed tonight. Just shoot me a text before time to go to bed. I'll be there.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. Like, I wasn't happy to give you the thick sausage. Just don't tell your husband.
Yeah, I call mine snotwurst.
Jesus. All right, wife of 39 years. Or 39-year-old wife. Do you remember the good old days before Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter? When you had to take a photo of your dinner. Then get the film developed, and then go around to all of your friends' houses to show them the picture of your dinner. You don't remember that? Me neither. So stop it. Guys, I'm 43. Hope to hear the Dirty Germans talking about building pumps and Frank the Tank talking about smoking meat in my new smoker. Thanks, guys. You are the funniest show on the air.
Yeah, about building pumps. Yeah, back in the old days, it was easy. We waited till we emptied out the 2-liter bottle, placed it out of our unit, and squeezed.
Yes, you know, it always reminds me of that great American poet, Mr. Hammer.
Yeah.
The pumps in the humps. The pumps in the humps. The pumps in the humps.
Guys, my daughter Sunny's birthday is today. Can she get a little kid fish sandwich, a Homer Simpson fish sandwich, a Jay what the hell is that, and Ozzie Ted Smith on how to deal with an older teenage girls in the hood. Thanks, guys. That from the Dado.
Fish how old is she?
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Older teenage daughters. So I'm assuming she's a teenager.
Hmm. All right. That's Eddie from Melbourne. You got some older kids messing with you, huh? Ah, down under. Well, can't give you the real down under advice. I don't think your father wants you getting in a fight. I would say this. Remind them. Whatever they call you, it doesn't bug you. And then when you get older, you can bug them.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BJ. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflash.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Well, there he is, down in his basement dungeon studio bar, the one and only Ryan Castle, everybody. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Good.
How's the 3-day weekend? Jeff,
oh, man, it was great. I got a lot of stuff done around the house. I got the bike out for a little bit. You know, I went up to Snohomish yesterday. I took the bike up to Snohomish and went to the Oxford Saloon.
Is that right?
And had lunch with my buddy Josh, who I hadn't seen since, like, pre-pandemic. He lives up in Everett. I was like, you know what, dude? I'm going to go on a long ride north. Why don't you meet me for lunch? So we were at the Oxford and Snohomish yesterday. It was very nice. Just a quaint little town there.
Nice.
Quaint. Oxford's great, man. I've had a few drinks in there.
I was going to say, Ted, have you been there?
Yeah, of course. Downtown, like, Main Street Snohomish is awesome, man. There's a few different bars.
And there are nothing but attractive women in Snohomish, by the way.
Is that right?
Whole town's full of them.
Nice.
Whole town is full of them.
That's remarkable. That nice little quaint town, like the older town.
Yeah, I've been there before.
I thought about you, Ted,
because I know you are a fan of small towns for that reason, and I thought of you when I was walking the streets of Snohomish yesterday. Like, dang, Ted is right.
Walking the streets of Snohomish.
I mean, I spent a lot of mornings in the Collector's Choice.
I don't know what that is.
Collector's Choice Restaurant, but it's CCR.
Oh, man.
Castle actually swung by my place Saturday morning, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I was out for a ride Saturday morning. I found myself near Thrill's house, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go look at the carnage.
Oh, yeah.
And how bad is it?
We look trashy.
Yeah. It looks like, a tree had fallen on everything, but had been removed.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Because that's basically what happened.
No barbecuing.
I did, dude. I did. So Friday, I did ribs. And then Saturday, I grilled salmon. And then yesterday, I did a pork shoulder. Sunday, I did a pork shoulder. Lots of barbecue. Damn. In fact, tomorrow, I'm going to bring in a whole bunch of pork because I bought a giant pork butt.
All right.
And obviously, my wife and I are not going to eat all of it.
You got rolls, or do we need to pick those up?
I don't know how much Miles loves to eat butt. Pork butt.
Pork butt. Yeah. All right. I'll pick up the rolls on the way in.
I did cornbread. Cornbread.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll hook it up. But anyway. So on to today's Sit and Spin, gentlemen. I have a bit of a problem with this because, as you know, I don't believe in guilty pleasures. I think if you like something, then you like something, and that's fine, and you shouldn't have to feel bad about it.
That's why he masturbates outside of your window.
I know for a fact on Bad Choice Friday, people roll up their windows, crank up the volume, and sing
their ass.
But they don't keep the windows down for a reason.
Right, because they're going to be embarrassed, or people are going to make them feel bad about liking this stuff. So these are 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving.
Number 10.
YouTube video where they try to decipher the lyrics of this song. It may have been one of the misheard lyrics videos.
Is this good, Charlotte?
No, this is Fallout Boy, but Good Charlotte's on the list, brother.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds the same to me. I just never really got into this sound.
No, I mean, the genre was lost on me. I think I may have been just a tiny bit too old, because I'm like 25, 26 when this stuff is
coming. Yeah, I mean, I would not make fun of you because you like this. I would just accept the fact that you have horrible taste in music.
Right.
But I wouldn't say a word about it.
Didn't one of the guys in the band end up being like an MTV sweetheart and he married like Jessica Simpson or her sister or something like that? I think that might have been part of the rub on this.
Which one is he married to?
Pete Wentz, right? Wasn't he the famous one?
Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
He was all over MTV in the early 2000s.
He was.
And I think that was part of the rub on this band.
These are 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving.
On Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
I mean, Wes has done plenty over the years.
Man, oh man.
You have a couple of those. You have a couple of stories.
We all do.
I have some experience with Wes, yes.
I'm with you, though. I love Puddle of Mud. I think it's a great band.
I don't know enough about the band. I liked the tunes I heard from them, but I never heard a full body of work.
Are you on trial?
So I don't know.
I have some experiences with Wes.
I have been in a hotel room when the sun came up with Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud on more than one occasion, yes.
Look, I have a friend that just lives in Orange County, and they have a story about running into him on, like, Thanksgiving.
Dude, he's
always been
dude.
Awesome to ice, but I, us. But I've heard he's got some problems.
He went off the rails a little bit there for a while. Remember, he was getting arrested. He got arrested at the airport in Milwaukee because he was trying to crawl through the luggage stuff.
Right, like
whatever.
When you do stuff like that, you're going to get arrested.
But I would like to do that.
I would too.
Just to see where it goes. It's like a ride, you know, at Disneyland. You just get on and find out where you go behind the rubber curtain.
You know where it goes? To jail.
Yeah.
10 bands, other people.
That's where that ride ends. In jail.
Eight, number 8.
So Puddle of Mud and the band Stain have something in common. They were both discovered and signed by Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. So do the math on that.
I mean, look, you know, Wes, we were talking about Wes and Puddle of Mud. Insane, but had fun with him.
You like
him. Right, I had fun with him. This like dude, Wes. Aaron Lewis, any part of me he wants to suck, he can. Did not like this dude at all. So it's like, look, man, your band is fine. You're just a douchebag.
I hate that. And for the record, you know, we're not talking about his politics necessarily.
Having met him as
a human being, he's not great.
We might have scored him some weed, Ryan, and didn't give it to him.
And then smoked it.
Yeah.
Seriously. Might have.
Can you get him some weed? Yeah, we'll get you some weed. Sure, man. You got in the studio. We're like, don't give him the weed.
Do not give that man that weed.
Give him the weed.
That's how long ago it was. Mm-hmm. We still had to score weed.
Yes.
10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving. I'm sitting still.
Number 7.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, God loves this band.
Do people catch heat for like a Five Finger?
Yes, they
really?
Do, Ted.
What's the difference between, say, Five Finger and Disturbed? It's like the Fall Out Boy and Good Charlotte.
Or the other one, Avenged Sevenfold.
Right.
Something about Five Finger Death Punch is just so bro. I think it's the problem.
Okay, all right.
Really, I did not know there was Five Finger Death Punch hating going on out there, man.
So my every time
it's like bro
these
country.
Songs will come on the radio, and my wife will be like, I love this. And I go, that's because you're a meathead.
Wow, that's just being honest with her for a change. I think it's your wife, I think, bro.
Yeah, definitely your wife.
Next time I see him, I'm like, bro.
What's up, bro?
Right. Ten my bands. Wife with the PhD, the meathead.
Yeah. 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving on Sit and Spin.
Number 6.
I think this has less to do with Creed and more to do with Scott Stapp.
Yeah, because Scott Stapp is an a-hole, but I don't know what his deal is now, but he certainly did not leave the public consciousness in the best light. But the thing is, people talk all this crap about Creed. I'm like, bro, they sold like 12 million records.
Mm-hmm. I heard they're getting back together.
No, their first album sold like 12 million
records. That's what I'm
saying. I mean, they've sold a gazillion records. And you know what? The band Alter Bridge, a great band, you know, is all Creed with Miles Kennedy singing, does not do the kind of business that Creed ever did. And Scott Stapp solo has never done the kind of business that Creed ever did. So if they ever did get back together, I think it would be a big deal.
Hell yeah.
Sure, at least 12 million people would show up for the tour. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
At least. At least. Yeah, and you know what? It's like Nickelback. You have to reach a certain level of success to become the band that people love to hate, and they got there, so yeah. Good for them. I'm sure Scott cries all the way to the bank every single day.
You know, when I went to see the movie Creed, I thought it was going to be a documentary. Imagine my surprise when it was a boxing movie.
And Puddle of Muddle opened up for him.
And Dude Was Black.
Right.
And Dude Was Black.
These are 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving.
Number five.
Yeah, this is Good Charlotte.
Yeah, right.
I have a picture with the two brothers from Good Charlotte. I look like a giant.
They're about five feet tall,
and I'm about 6'3". Oh, yeah. I look massive.
I'm pretty sure those guys were out of D.C. right when we were leaving.
Benji and Joel.
They were out of Charles County. Chuck County.
It's funny. Now, if you liked them, you'd have been D.C. Because you don't, it's Charles County.
They were always repping D.C. like y'all ain't from D.C.
It's like them SR-71. All those piles are just crap.
These guys turned into MTV darlings as well.
Benji. I mean, good for him.
Dude is still married to Cameron Diaz.
Mm-hmm. She should see that picture. I look like a giant.
The woman named after colonoscopy.
These are our 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving.
Number four.
Well, yeah, because they suck.
Dude, I like Poison. I like this song. I'm not embarrassed to say it.
You do not like Poison.
Yep.
I refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe that anyone could honestly like this band. That is goddamn ridiculous.
I have bought some of Brett Michaels' pet pampering products for my pooch.
Have you really? What is he selling?
Every dog has its bone. Get a little bandana with a cowboy hat for Lola.
Get out of here. That's pretty cool.
I know he has pet products. I've never
met. No, he does. It's unbelievable. I was at a store, and I'm walking down the pet aisle to find something for my dog, and there's a picture of Brett Michaels over like a dog toy, and I'm like, I cannot escape this dude. What the hell?
What if the dog toy was Brett Michaels, and the dog could chew up Brett Michaels? You would endorse that.
I would buy it.
Well, at least he wouldn't get any hair in his mouth. These are 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving.
Number three.
And once again, Good Charlotte pops up on the list.
All of these bands are Good Charlotte, including this one, My Chemical Romance.
Okay, close enough.
Ask Danny about My Chem. I'm sure that he has wept through his black eye makeup to some My Chemical Romance songs.
Oh, Danny's the guy for this. All that stuff, that is absolutely Danny's wheelhouse.
But I've heard My Chemical Romance is an amazing show, live.
Really?
Yeah.
Ten bands other people make you feel bad about loving on City Spits.
Number two. Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
I guess you have to reach a certain level of success to be the band that everybody loves to hate. Nickelback got there. Good for them.
I'll tell you what.
And again, I am not a big fan of Nickelback's music generally. They have some songs that I have liked over the years, but the guys in Nickelback, always good dudes.
There's nothing enough about the music to even hate it or love it, in my opinion. It is what it is. But yeah, the first time we talked to Chad Kroeger, we're feeling good because we're going to nail him on this, right? So, hey, man, people notice that, like, your two biggest hits off your two albums are basically the same. He's like, goddamn right they are. Mm-hmm. And I go cash my checks, brother, because that's what people like. Right. Like, you know, like, what? I like this
dude. I always said this, too. It was just cool to hate them.
Sure.
So everybody did it.
Right.
Even the 15 million people about the record.
I'm not really sure it's that way anymore, to be honest with you. I think they've turned that corner.
There has been a resurgence. Sure. Like, it's become a little more okay. You know, I don't know if I told you guys the story. Years ago, I'm at my brother's house. He was living in Woodinville at the time. He had a barbecue, and it was back when, you know, you could put like a ring back a song on your phone. So when your phone rang, it would be like a song would play, right?
Right.
And so I'm standing out in his front yard, and this chick's phone rings, and it's a Nickelback song. And I looked at her and I went, it's you. You're the one that bought 6 million Nickelback albums. You're the only one that I know that likes this band.
Right.
10 bands on the pick. People make you feel bad about loving. Made it to number one.
Number one.
Again, got to be pretty huge to be the band that everyone loves to hate. I think there was some Fred Durst oversaturation, too. People were, like, just burned out on Fred Durst in general.
How did their last tour do, Ryan, with the 70s look and all that stuff?
You know,
They kind of look like they look like they're in the Sabotage video.
I don't, yeah, he was doing the he was doing like dad rock thing,
yeah,
right?
Dad rock.
Oh, that's
dad
right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, look, I'm with you. Fred Durst got very it was too much of him all the time, and he'll even talk about it.
Yeah, but I was like, everywhere all the time.
Significant Other, I think, is a great album.
He's probably also like, you know how much money I made?
Yes.
Thank you, Ron Castle. We appreciate it. There you go, Sit and Spin, the 10 bands that other people make you feel bad about loving. Child of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Mark out of Minnesota Drinking Toast with the show today. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. There are some malls that are requiring anyone under 18 to be accompanied by a chaperone on weekends due to quote-unquote unruly behavior.
I saw that. You know, I mean, you go back and forth. Teens have always been jackass.
Kids are stupid, yep.
But, you know, just being older, we had a different place we could get our steam off, which was the arcade.
Sure.
Right, so you're going to be unruly, but it's all in one place. Food court's always going to be the food court.
Technically, it was a movie at the end of it.
Something. You know what I mean? But it's, you know.
I mean, look, I don't think you're going to get... If there's a mall, you're never going to stop teenagers from hanging out in malls.
No.
Correct.
It's impossible.
Because there's only so many places you can go, right? You can't always go to your friend's house because their parents might be like, no.
You can't go to the bar.
Right, you can't go to a bar. You could sit in a restaurant, but let's be honest. There's nothing against teens. You might have some money, but like the restaurant doesn't want you in there because you probably don't have much money. So you're not going to tip well. So it's like the mall is kind of their natural spot to...
You can walk around. There's room. There's a million different things to look at. Like, I get it on both sides, but like malls... nothing new is happening.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, teens are teens. Right. You can be a little harsher in your enforcement of things.
Sure.
That sends a mess. Look, when I was going to high school, we had one principal that was soft. People got away with more stuff. We had a principal that was a hard ass. Less things happened, but we were still who we were.
Right. It's like the Ave, right, in the U District. Now, as long as you have a university there and there's older, like college students that are older to teenagers, there's always going to be teenagers that want to go hang out on the app.
You bet.
You might just get like, I mean, I on the light rail, I see them all the time. There's always groups of teenagers getting on and like hopping off there. It's like, yeah, well, we could eat wings or we could go eat wings and watch college girls walk by.
Correct.
College girls 100% of the time.
And much like you said, I can understand
I finally got my dirt stash.
I can understand it on both sides. Teenagers need a place to loiter and go do stupid things. And also, malls have a right to try to protect what they have going on. If we have, especially with the days of where kids have such a quick ability to film everything and try to get on YouTube and get viral and do all, you know.
They hinted at that and said, look, man, it's not just teens being teens, but with all these other avenues.
Correct.
They tend to
that
do
encourages
things.
It.
Sure. You know, but still, like, figure a workaround. Right. I think it's in the mall's best interest, and I do not know what the answer is, but it's like, look, teens are your big business. Old people walk in the morning,
yes,
and they might
do.
Get coffee, and they really
you're
do.
You're a gym.
But they're not stopping at your
those
stores.
Those coffee places aren't open yet.
And a lot of your stores aren't open, but with the teen, like, figure out your workaround, guys. You want them in there. Mm-hmm. These are your people.
Make rage.
Well,
rooms.
the
bam,
and the current trend is to make them more like city centers.
Yeah.
So you have a dentist in there, you have a drugstore in there, you have some practical things that, like, if you're an adult, not a teen, but you can go and use them.
Well, and you got to know that the mall is changing for that very reason. It's just because everybody can buy everything online anymore. You know, the big warehouse stores are all starting to shake a little bit. Okay, if malls want to survive, they got to switch it up.
But if my 24-hour fitness is at the corner of a mall now.
Yes.
Now I got a food court when I'm done. I've got some places I might stop by. I'll be dead soon. I'm going to pick up dinner. Worked out, man. I'm going to go get some Panda Express.
He's just running on that treadmill like,
no,
all right.
No, I'll be dead serious.
Get some Chipotle after this, man.
I'm already here. I'm going to walk to the Red Robin, get a 22-ounce beer, yes, and a hamburger. I mean,
last time I was in a mall, it's just because like they still have Foot Lockers or Champ Sports.
Sure.
I go for Lens Crafters.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to go buy tennis shoes, like if you want to buy a pair of kicks, like spot on, right there and right then, it's like that's the reason to go to a mall.
I go to the Lens Crafters like you, Mr. Hill, and I also go to the sports stores. The sport, you know, just to, for my Seahawks, Kraken, Mariners, crap.
People ask on malls. I'm sure I've done it as well, but I definitely know as I get older, much more for my kids, but I got my Lens Crafters because I can't read and I can't see, but then there's the bookstore right there, so I'm going to buy the book.
Yes.
Now that I got the glasses, but my kids definitely want to go into the mall to see the
thing. You bet.
Yeah.
It's a grand place. Actually, I mean, look.
Because they know they get a free pretzel.
And I haven't been to the mall. When I went in March, it was probably the first time I'd been in years. But actually, I kind of liked it.
I know. You're like, damn, I haven't been there in a minute.
I came in next time I saw Mike, I said, what is this ice cream where the cone is shaped like a fish?
What is this?
Have you seen that?
Fish.
No.
Huh? Yeah. Well, go South Center Mall. Everybody's eating this ice cream, and the cone is shaped like a fish.
Okay.
Huh. Oh, I have seen
waffle
those.
Cone or like the styrofoamy ones?
Cake I don't know. I didn't get close enough. I just know there was groups of people, and they all had it, and they were all eating it. Maybe okay. It's that matcha stuff.
Ah, yes. Monkey.
Mochi. A New Zealand pizzeria has a new payment option. Buy now, pay when you die.
I saw that.
Buy now, pay when you die?
Yeah,
that's coming out of your will, though.
Correct.
Yeah, then you got to put it in the will. But here's the thing. Tell your kids, yes, Dad was made of money. However, I owe this pizzeria $875,000.
Right.
And there it is.
Because I ate a lot of pizza.
So they said they'll limit it, but a few people, if you put it in your will, like, well, we'll take our money in the end. All you can hope is that they go out of business before you die.
Right.
And you owe them nothing.
Which, to be honest with you, if enough people take them up on that offer,
they're going
to
go out of business.
They're going to go out of business.
Or the pizza place starts hiring hitmen to take people.
Oh, my
or people
God.
Just start dying sooner.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's sabotage.
Exactly.
Like maybe they're slowly poisoning your pizza, like every woman on Dateline, right? So you're like, I'll do it when I die. Once they know, you put it in their will.
Kind of like that thing. What's the name of that pact where like people come together like, hey, the last one who dies gets all the money in the pot. What's that called?
I don't know, Mike.
Tell me more, Mike.
It has a name. It was on Archer. There was Mike's an episode idea. That had that. No, but like all these World War II guys came together. Like they're checks from the war. They like put them all into the pot. They're like, last one who dies gets the pot. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, somebody's eliminating the
people
others.
Are getting eliminated, yeah.
1 in 8 men under 35 have brought condoms to a funeral.
I know how it sounds, but I understand. That's all I can
say. I read that headline and I said, man, it's doggone Wedding Crashers. It's Will Ferrell and Wedding Crashers.
I mean, yeah, that definitely inspires it.
And sure. I mean, I've not found that to be the case, but hey, you know what? If you have, cheers to you.
It's not going to be close family of the person.
Correct.
But someone's there in the periphery. It's same as a wedding.
Right. What up, cousin?
Like, people show up like, hey, man, how would you know him? Oh, I'm here because my cousin's friend's mother used to work with a guy. I got condoms. Let's go.
Also, some people just have condoms on them.
That's fair.
No, that's fair. Listen, they cover all of these stats. So,
specifically.
So, no, they said like
pack for the
52%
funeral.
Of people, whether it's male or female, believe it or not, have condoms on them. They're saying 1 in 8 specifically.
Oh.
Grab them.
So it's not just a random one.
It's
in
the not
wall.
Just sure. that you
They
happen
brought
to
it
have
for a reason.
We brought it.
Also, at a funeral, you're going to run into some girls that you haven't seen in years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Maybe you had a fling with them.
It's like being married and taking a Viagra thinking you're going to get laid that night.
Right.
Correct.
You have it. You took it. You're not going to get laid.
A man spends 6 hours.
You know,
hours.
It works within 30 minutes, Miles. Just hang on.
Just
all right. Yeah. Just wait. Yeah.
Don't be preemptive, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you're trying to take home. I haven't even told you to come to third yet.
Miles, okay. You can't.
Gotcha.
Miles, you can't win the poker table without playing a few hands where you don't win a doggone thing.
No, buddy. Agreed.
Just be honest. I took a Viagra.
I mean, that is the beauty of Viagra.
It works that quick.
I'm still at home.
And play the table, man. A man spent 6 hours floating downriver in order to evade police.
How did that work for him?
Well, we have a news story about a man who floated down the river for 6 hours to evade police.
Well, he evaded them for 6 hours. It's pretty good floating down
the
river.
I think the cops are more like, you're not evading us.
Like you have a motorboat. I've got a raft. I'm floating down the river.
They're just standing on the bank like, come on, dude.
Get away?
I have no idea. I'm not working on it, Ted.
All right.
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
No.
They were like, we know where the currents are. We'll just wait for you. Right, like, we're not going to get wet and spend more money to get a boat. Bro, we know where you're going to end
up. The fact that it's a headline tells me.
Yeah.
He spent 6 hours.
It also depends on the crime. Like, yeah. That guy was shoplifting or something. Like, let him freaking float
right.
away.
Right. After 30 minutes, all right. Oh, no.
Yeah, go ahead. Jackass.
Yeah, you're right. The crime has a lot to do with it.
The older we get, the more we realize that those long-loved traditions are all but gone. You know what? Let's get into it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Once beloved long-term American traditions that are all but gone. The one I miss the most is front porch sitting. Nowadays, I do balcony sitting and then stare at the pretty women. Oh, sure, it's creepy, but I don't mind.
Yeah.
I sit on my front porch all the time. No pretty women that stare at my neighbor's fence.
Yeah.
Squirrels, crows.
Pretty much.
I had a bird. All right, so we got like those lights. So we have a covered front porch. Okay. A very nice front porch.
It is.
And we have like those string lights that everyone has.
Yeah.
We have those. About 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting out there in the morning. This bird flies through the arches and lands on the little wire that connects all the lights. And I'm like,
what a bird.
That's cool. Basically, that's what I said. What's up, bud? Because he's looking down at me. Then he took an S and flew away. And I'm like,
wow.
You flew out to my porch to poop out of here and left.
I smoke a cigarette and watch the rats.
Oh.
On my balcony.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, they're everywhere.
You got a lot of action at your place, though. I bet you can see some hotties out there on Friday and Saturday night.
If you understood the zombies that were walking around Fremont yesterday, I don't know what was going on. The rats were better behaved.
Or even the rats freaked out. Like, Jesus,
these people are crazy. What's going on?
I do like to smoke a cigar out on my my back patio there and listen to my dog yell at everybody that walks by. Hey, everybody. 10 once beloved long-term American traditions that are all but gone. At number 10, the Sunday best attire. That was never a thing when I was a kid, was the Sunday best. Then we did, you know what, when we went down to visit the grandparents were all but 5 minutes apart, and they were an hour and a half away from us, right? The small town called Winlock, Washington, that both my parents grew up in and fell in love in. So we'd go down there from time to time, and my grandparents on my mother's side would take us to church from time to time, so we would have to bring our quote-unquote Sunday best. But that was about the extent I got.
I will say that in Baltimore City, Sunday is an amazing day. If you just go outside, men, if you want a suit, but it's not pastel, stay home.
Yeah,
turquoise, bright yellow. I mean, it was just this amazing thing, man. But yeah, I grew up with that,
but also we went to church every Sunday.
Sure. Correct.
So you just kind of had to wear something nicer.
But then you also tore out of it by noon.
Yeah.
As soon as you could.
Right. Number 9, communal mailbox. As many neighborhoods have communal mailboxes, where they collectively got their mail. The advent of individual mailboxes and faster electronic mailing has put this tradition to the sword.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's just tech.
The place that my sister lives, she actually has a house and does have a communal mailbox. There's a handful of them there that, you know, it's not like they're all going into the same slot, but there's a big chunk of, it's kind of like an apartment complex where...
Right.
You know.
That's the last time I had that. I was living in an apartment.
Exactly. We're going to cover this wing of all these different places that, there you go, come get your mail.
Sure.
I will say, you'd be surprised at, like, some neighborhoods kind of have, like, those, you know, like, the streets that kind of go back and there's, like, houses sit back in, like, the middle of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, my buddy, and it's a nice neighborhood, but I was kind of shocked. I was like, oh, man, you guys have, like, a group mailbox. And he was like, yeah, the mail just doesn't want to cut through all these weird houses.
Exactly.
Number 8, storytelling. Storytelling gatherings. It says, in the past, storytelling gatherings preserve the art of oral traditions, adding vigor to the stories older than their narrators for the education of their listeners.
It was a live podcast.
It was.
Yeah.
That's how you got your news also. That's how your local news was just, you know...
My librarian would come around to each individual classroom and tell ghost stories because she was like a ghost storyteller. So she'd go to churches and community, like senior living centers.
Yeah.
But she always told us a ghost story, like once a week.
Yeah.
And she'd always have a different one, and she told it in a way that was as spooky as hell.
And
you loved it. Because you're just captivated. You
know? Right. Number seven, dining culture. Decades ago, Americans were known for elaborate dining and vinyl booths serving heavy, comfortable comfort food side by side in a mini winery.
I think it depends where you are in the country. I think when you leave the coast, that's still pretty active.
Sure.
You know, we've just changed what it is to be a foodie and all that kind of crap.
Somebody did correct me. That death pact, basically, where the last one alive gets it, that's called the tontine. I don't believe they're legal for the very reason that I mentioned.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, too, part of the dining culture is you got rid of the middle class, almost.
Correct.
So, like, a lot of people can't afford to go fine dining places.
Right.
That is a lot
you,
to
you
do.
You could still be around the dinner table, but, yeah. That same deal.
Number six, independent bookstores. The evolution of online retailers and e-books marketplaces has depleted the appeal of independent stores that were once the confluence of communal readings, especially for bookworms.
Sure.
Sure. I mean, definitely you get that in the middle of the country. The coast, just there's a little more money. You'll get one or two.
Sure.
I'm a big bookstore guy.
I love
bookstores. You know what I mean? So, right, I like books. I like to read. I like to understand things. So I have no problem with it. But right, the closer you get to the center, it just they disappear.
Right.
And understandably.
You're almost better going to an antique shop. Yep. Albums, books.
Right, you can find all the good stuff.
There's actually a place out in Enumclaw where you can actually trade in the books that you've read and use that as kind of credit to buy a different book.
Yeah.
It becomes that communal bookstore.
Cool.
All right. Same with the one in Portland.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, bring them in, trade them in, get them out.
Number five, one that I do miss, drive-in theaters. I went to one drive-in movie when I was a kid. It was for my sister's birthday. Her birthday's in July. We went and saw this movie. I thought that this was the coolest thing, going to the drive-in. And then, of course, you see the old movies where everybody goes to the drive-in. That is just...
I never went to one.
Really?
Nah.
I mean, I only went probably two times in my life.
Now you can Bluetooth it into your car.
Yep.
So basically, whatever your system is, it's going to sound a hell of a lot better than a little speaker hanging off the window.
Yep.
Well, I would say now it Bluetooths into your car.
Yes, exactly.
Or they put it through a radio signal, whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Either one, yeah.
Right. Number four, handwritten letters.
Oh, for sure.
That's been gone for a while. Number three, family dinners. That's where that comes in. Families sit together to wine and dine daily, either before or after work, sharing heartfelt stories and fun ideas that further unite. Mr. Hill, what happens when you ask your kids what happened at school?
Nothing.
Nothing. How was school? Fine. How was your day? Good. But I know that all that BS comes up front, and then I wait about 3 minutes and then ask specific questions.
Sure.
Then they open up, but then the problem is then they don't shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, I asked this 25 minutes
Never
ago.
Snuff that out of a man.
I know.
I know.
I know.
My plea to you, never snuff that out of them, because then they become weirdos like me that just don't know how to hold a conversation. Number two, block parties. They're the social gatherings organized to foster communal bonds among locals in the U.S.
Man, I would say Seattle actually does pretty well, at least within the city, does pretty well with the block party.
I wasn't going to block off streets and do the night every year.
A buddy of mine had his 50th birthday like 2-3 weeks ago. Basically, they just lobbied the city. They blocked off basically a block and a half.
Nice.
All the neighbors came out, man, and party.
I never got invited to the block parties either.
He didn't live in a block.
I did too. In a block. Ish.
Hey, you don't need a block. No offense, but like when you live that far outside the city, you don't need a block party. You live, you know what I mean? There's cul-de-sacs and stuff, so
correct.
That's easier.
Yeah,
but I don't know. That one I still think is going strong. My buddy Rob did it a few weeks ago. He just invited everybody up and down the block.
Yeah,
they came over and we were talking with people, and they were like, "Oh no, we never actually met Rob till today."
I know, it's amazing how quickly people go. Yep,
that's a good thing.
Yeah. Nice, man. Because you don't have to go anywhere. Even if it's a potluck, you know, you go to the store, you can get a tub of friggin' potato salad.
And if you need something else, they just run to their house and grab it.
Right. And then you just, you know, that's
Art,
the moment.
You want to go get high?
That happens a lot.
You meet those neighbors.
Hey, are you that guy?
Oh, see, I moved into my new place. I still have yet to meet any of my neighbors. I have seen them and I've said, hey, what's up? And then I go into my house.
Trust me, I did the block party in Wallingford 1 year. I'd been there for 10 years. The woman next door is like, who are you? And I'm like, I met you five times.
Oh, no.
You know me. But I took your trash out while you were gone for a week to visit your daughter in Florida.
But the number one once beloved long-term American tradition that is all but gone.
The good old-fashioned Sunday drive.
God, my parents did that all the time.
If you got two wheels, it seems like it's more people do it.
I agree.
I think my parents still do it. It's just one of those things. Not, they don't drive like Sunday drivers. My dad.
Well, they'll find a place to go and then go there and check it out.
Well, right. They just go.
And
if they see something, they'll stop. If not, they just drive.
I've always needed a destination.
Really?
After a while, I don't know where to go anymore. I'll go into town. You know, that's my destination, is into town. But then I'll drive around like, what else do we want to see?
Right.
So, any, I don't know, Ted. An 85-year-old man in Japan was arrested for shoplifting, but Miles, you will not believe what he stole.
What did he steal?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to get tested online for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Already made it to drinking time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.